Ascension symptoms again. New patterns of sleep permeate the days and nights. Tiredness often overwhelms me near 11 o'clock at night. Sometimes I fall quickly asleep, only to wake every 2 hours for the next 12 to wet my parched throat and use the bathroom. Sometimes I rise at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm up for several hours before sleep claims me once again. Today is the first day in several weeks that tiredness caused me to nap after being awake for 4 hours. As usual, I seem to disappear into another world soon after drifting off to sleep. Quickly moving words rolled past closed eyes as my consciousness seemed to bring me back while resting in the lazy boy chair. It was a download of some kind. Of this, I am certain. Tiredness still permeates my physical body, but after nearly an hour's nap, I do not want to succumb to sleep again, at least not until nightfall, and it's only 4:30 p.m. Ascension symptoms vary widely. It's all about increasing states of awareness and moving on. Those mentioned here are the ones most prominent for me. Full moons, equinoxes, planetary alignments, and bouts of high geomagnetic activity, including solar flares, usually cause increased symptoms, including erratic sleeping patterns. Some ascension symptoms are odd and yet somehow familiar. Severe dry throat, thirst way beyond usual, and rising frequently to void more than you drank. Waking while breathing oddly and hearing words can also occur. Heart irregularities, such as increased erratic beats or sensations, may accompany bouts of increased body warmth. Body temperature wavers greatly from overly heated to frigidly cold. Recalled dreams and what seem to be prophetic dreams occur along with bleed-through to lives lived in other realms of existence. We continue to transmute and purge all those things not for the higher good, ridding our soul of all karma, never to have to return. Physical symptoms during 2011 brought an increase in face rashes, vision and hearing changes, and severe heat in bottoms of feet. Changes of appetite and in sense of smell occurred as well. Emotional, mental, and psychic symptoms varied throughout the year. The need for isolation lessened. Forgetfulness no longer bothers me, nor does the disconnect with family and time. Messages of oneness, love, and light are more abundant. Erratic habits include insomnia, sleeping more than usual, waking frequently, and feeling the need to nap during the day. Waking between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning often occurs during onslaughts of increased cosmic energy. Intestinal symptoms vary from indigestion, bloating, and gas to stomach pain and nausea upon waking during the night. Sometimes ascension symptoms appear in the guise of excruciating headaches or restless body syndrome, a state where it's hard to settle down. The year 2011 brought an increased awareness of guidance upon waking and sometimes during the wee hours of the morning to activate by bringing more light into the body. It's vital to reactivate the light within. Light within expands through the body and goes out into the world. As the body morphs closer to light, there's often a strong desire to change eating habits. Many people become vegetarians. Continually ask for ease and grace, and the process will become easier in time. Walking and grounding by sitting barefoot in nature and wearing a crystal are two things that I now do to help with ascension symptoms. Read Roller Coaster Ascension Ride at lightworkerslog.com to see other methods and search the internet for ideas. Shine on, bright light.